call this School Talk, and we put the spotlight on all things, good things happening with our local schools, and we turn right to our Catholic schools. Diocese of Grand Rapids, Dave Faber, Superintendent for Catholic Schools. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning to you, Greg Gehring, Marketing Communications Coordinator, getting the word out. Hi to you, Greg.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Here we go. Conversation to happen. First of all, I do want to kind of have always have us start with, well, the standard question of Superintendent Faber. Tell me about your Catholic schools and the structure itself.
Yeah, well, we have 31 Catholic schools, Shelley, throughout West Michigan, all the way up to the Ludington area and across to Spring Lake in Holland. And Remus and Big Rapids all the way to the Lansing area or near the Lansing area, Palamo and Portland. So we span kind of the area well.
As you should, you bet. So I'll go with the first question. What's happening in Catholic schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids right now?
Yeah, well, what we're so excited to talk about, Shelley, is the exemplary work of our teachers and school leaders, our parents, our students, that we are on day 146 in person every day, and that has been such a blessing to our school. So we're just so grateful to be able to be there. We're grateful to our teachers. We're grateful to our families and all of our school leaders, everyone who's made that happen. It's been an amazing kind of heavy lift, but a good one at the same time.
Thank you for that reality check. For students this year, what have classes looked like, well, amid the pandemic?
Yeah, well, we have a plan in place called Living Our Mission in Today's Reality. And that plan calls for, you know, each day before students come to school and teachers, they do a screening. When they come in, they're hand sanitizing, they're washing their hands regularly. We're social distancing, cohorting classrooms, wearing their masks. The mask has become sort of part of the uniform in our schools. And so all of those things have made a safe environment for our kids to come and experience one another in person, which has been wonderful.
Wonderful. On that, you have recently announced that welcome scholarships will be available next school year. So let's move into this opportunity.
Yeah, we're really eager, Shelley, to share the blessing of Catholic school education with every family who desires it. And so the Welcome Scholarship really encourages families to choose this life-giving education for their children right from the start. So new kindergarten students are eligible for $750 toward tuition in the next school year. New students entering preschool in the fall, including young fives and developmental kindergarten, they're eligible for $250 for each toward tuition in each year of preschool, and then they'll get the balance of the $750 toward tuition when they enter kindergarten. And so we have application for the Welcome Scholarship on our website at catholicschoolsforyou.org.
It's one of those where I guess you don't apply, you don't get, right?
That's it. That opportunity is there for everyone to apply.
It's nice. I give you the microphone. Let's talk more on what else has been happening in your schools this year. And I'm going to lead the question. What, the largest kindergarten class in 11 years?
Yes. We've been, as Greg said, strong start right from the beginning. Lots and lots of families coming in, the preschool, kindergarten, first, second, third. And so this year, our large preschool last year led to a largest kindergarten in 11 years. And as I said, Shelley, we're on day 146. And even in the height of the pandemic, we saw our students growing. You know, you hear so much out there in the community about learning loss, and we're not seeing that. What we're seeing is student growth. Even, you know, like I said, in the height of the pandemic, we saw demonstrated growth in all four subject areas tested. And in fact, we achieved our annual growth goals in both reading and language usage. So, you know, our kids are doing really well. We're just so grateful to our teachers and to our parents and to our school leaders that we can be in school in person and working hard. And like I said, the growth is there. So we're welcoming people for next year, really looking toward, you know, enrolling students. We're starting the enrollment process now.
Nice. And that can be done via the contact to your admissions. Can there be a tour with precautions?
Yes, there sure can be. We're doing those with individual families at this time, but they are able to come in and take a tour and see all the good things that are happening. They can see it for themselves.
Wonderful. Talking all things school talk. Again, our guests for today on behalf of the Catholic Schools Diocese of Grand Rapids, Superintendent Dave Faber, Greg Gehring, Marketing Communications Coordinator. Let's move on to the strategic plan, Catholic Schools, Bridging Faith and Future, that supports all these efforts. Tell me about this.
Yes. Well, we are in year three of a five-year plan, Shelley, and we had 20 strategies planned, and it was actually the 21st strategy we never knew about, which was COVID-19, which has made our alliance stronger than ever. So our plan is about building an alliance of Catholic schools, and that alliance got stronger when we all had to lean on each other because we had to pretty much recreate everything that we do. And so our teachers across schools, our principals across all our schools, our ed tech networks, our student support services all started to really work together in a way that we haven't seen before. So our alliance has actually never been stronger due to really the challenges that have presented themselves this year. And when we do that, we've built a community that's even bigger than the community we experienced before in each and every one of our schools. And that community aspect is so important, especially, you know, in Catholic education, it is really about meeting each and every student and the whole child. And so, you know, their social, emotional, and spiritual needs are really hard to meet when you're not together with them in person or when you're doing that remotely. So we've just had a blessing of 146 days together that has allowed us to do those things that we love and that we're particularly part of a Catholic education.
Wonderful. And again, just to summarize, evidence does show you're giving students a transformative education and, daily encounters with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. That's the heart. Catholic education, we like to say, is incarnational. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He came in person to us. And so our students are there together with each other. Our teachers are there with them, calling them each by name. Our mission, of course, is we prepare students to seek and fulfill God's plan for both learning and their lives. And so, yes, that's what we're there doing every day.
What do you add to this, Greg?
Definitely. In addition to the academic growth that Dave mentioned, you know, Catholic education also provides an opportunity for students to grow in that relationship with Jesus Christ. And so with being in person, prioritizing safe in-person instruction this year, that also provides opportunities for in-person faith formation that's part of every day in a Catholic school. And so that's moments of prayer in the classroom each day. And that's opportunities to regularly worship at Mass with classmates in, of course, a safe environment, compliant with COVID-19 precautions that really help keep our schools a safe place to be. And so Catholic education is really just providing students a great way to grow academically, but also in their faith life as well.
Yes, very nice. All right. Well, what's your take-home message, Superintendent Dave Faber, and how can the community help?
Well, we would love to welcome as many students to our Catholic schools who desire a Catholic education, which is that relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right? And so that is who we point to all day long. He is the master teacher. He is the one that we look to emulate and grow disciples so that we can welcome more and more people into the beauty of that life. And so, yes, we'd like to welcome anyone and everyone who has an interest in a Catholic education to our schools.
Thank you for your leadership. Greg Gehring, how do we find out more information?
Definitely. I invite everyone to visit catholicschoolsforyou.org. There you can find information about how to contact our admissions advocates to set up a tour at one of our schools. And you can also find information about the scholarships that are available. You know, we touched on the Welcome Scholarship for new preschool and kindergarten students. There's also Bishop Scholarships. The Diocese of Grand Rapids awards more than $500,000 every year in need-based support as well through the Bishop Scholarships. And then schools and parishes offer scholarships as well. So Catholic education really is an affordable education for families who desire it. And so catholicschoolsforyou.org is where you can find lots of information about that.
Thank you for speaking out, being the messengers for the work you believe in. Catholic Schools, Diocese of Grand Rapids, our school talk for this month. Thank you, gentlemen.